Today marks 99 days until the Iowa State Fair, August 13th through the 23rd. Chief Marketing Officer Mindy Williamson calls the fair the 11 best days of the summer, and she says the theme for this year is Fair Spirit. This theme is a play off the theme from 50 years ago, celebrating America's 200th birthday, when they had the theme as Spirit of America.
Whether you are patriotic or whether you just have great fair spirit, you can celebrate either way. With the official America 250 on the 4th of July, the fair is in August, so we are still celebrating 250, but also celebrating the fair.
Williamson says that right now, fairgoers can save themselves a little money by purchasing their tickets ahead of time.
They are on sale right now. We do an advanced admission price, so it's just $11 for adults. And then at the gate, it's $16, so save that $5 by getting it in advance. And you can do that on our website. After the 4th of July, you'll be able to get those, what we call pretty tickets. So the themed tickets, you'll be able to get those at Hy-Vee and Fairway stores.
The themed tickets this year are America themed for the 250th anniversary. The savings does not end with early tickets.
Also, if you go out to our website, there is some advanced pricing that you can save some money on some of our Elwell outdoor arena events. Like we have a new rodeo this year. We haven't had a rodeo for many, many years, but there's a $5 savings if you get those tickets now. The same with the Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pulls and the Demo Derby and Figure Eight races.
Many fairgoers are interested in the new foods for the Iowa State Fair, and the new foods will be announced on July 7th, and then on July 14th is when they'll announce the top new foods for 2026. Yesterday, the Marshalltown Community School District announced the hiring of new associate principal for the high school, Vic Vanderpool. Vanderpool comes from the Gilbert Community School District, where he was most recently the executive director. He's also led human resources operations, oversaw district-wide safety and security, and supervised multiple departments, including transportation, technology, and facilities. Before taking on a leadership role with the district, Vanderpool was the principal of Gilbert High School. Vanderpool said in the release, quote, "I am truly honored to accept the associate principal position at Marshalltown High School. I'm excited to get to work building strong relationships with students, staff, and community members, help support a positive and inclusive school culture, and do all I can to help students reach their highest levels of success." Vanderpool will start with the Marshalltown Community School District on July 1st. The big changes people will see with the Miller Middle School project over the summer is the new gymnasium and a new parking lot. Dr. Shauna Smith, Executive Director of Educational Services with the Marshalltown Community School District, says some of the things people won't see is the fact that they're testing out some different furniture for the new classrooms.
We also have some teachers that are piloting an entire classroom worth of brand new furniture. And we're basically just kind of monitoring how our students interact with it. How do the teachers either like or dislike specific functions of the furniture? How does the furniture hold up compared to these middle school students? And then really thinking about color schemes.
Dr. Smith says an all-white scheme may look nice, but how dirty will it get after just 1 week of middle school students? A big part of the thought process is longevity.
I do think that our teachers have given really great feedback. We've got three classroom pilots that have happened, and I think we're looking at maybe one more.
Student voices will also be heard throughout this process. Dr. Smith says the subject being taught is also a factor in how they want the classrooms to be set up. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the 12th season for Yoga in the Park in the 13th Street District kicking off this weekend. It's 7:10.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. Will you be ready? Will you have a thoughtful gift for your mom? I'll bet your mom says every year, "Oh, you don't need to buy me anything." Moms who say those words are usually the most deserving. And at Helberg's Jewelers, you will discover the perfect gift to thrill your mom. Choose from stunning earrings, sparkling neck chains, or maybe a one-of-a-kind piece of crystal from our gift department. As always, free gift wrap enhanced with an elegant handmade bow awaits you at Helberg's Jewelers in beautiful downtown Marshall.
It's Kyle Martin in the mornings, brought to you by McGregor's Furniture and Mattress, downtown Marshalltown.
Welcome back to the show. Kyle Martin along with Zach Tomish. And coming up, we're going to visit with Sydney Gruwell, our Marshall County Public Health Director. Back to the newsroom. Here's Zach Tomish.
This will be the 12th season for Yoga in the Park in the 13th Street District. The season kicks off this Saturday, and they'll be going every Saturday until August 29th.
It's easy to register. We come down at 8:15. Our class time is from 8:30 to 9:30. We're down in the West End Park. We're so thankful to be able to partner with Marshalltown Parks and Recs.
That's Heidi Drazy, one of the instructors. She's going to be working with two other women.
Hillary Powell from River Boulevard Yoga and Soul Magic by Taylor Bear will be joining you again as we rotate through some beginner to intermediate friendly yoga classes.
Drazy says there is no cost to attend and people just need to bring a yoga mat with them to participate. The Iowa DNR recently collected millions of walleye eggs from the fish in Rathbun, Storm, and Spirit Lakes to raise fish to stock back into the lakes and waterways. According to the DNR, all signs point to a strong walleye population. In Storm Lake, the average size of female walleye is 23.2 inches, and about 22% of those were 25 inches and above. The walleye population in Rathbun Lake is at a 20-year high, according to the management biologists. It's a similar story for Spirit Lake, where anglers have caught walleye from 25 to 30 inches in length. Walleye is one of the most popular games for anglers across the Midwest. This weekend is Pella's time to shine with their colorful tulips. The 91st annual Tulip Time celebration will be May 7th through the 9th. There will be parades, performances, food, and obviously a wide variety of tulips. People can learn more about the features of this celebration at pellahistorical.org. Online, there are tips for parking, maps for all the events happening, and information on shuttles on how to get around. At least 90 schools across Iowa with hundreds, likely thousands of students are taking part in Walk, Bike, and Roll to School Day this morning. Matt Berkey, director of Iowa Safe Routes to School for the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, says that's a record number of Iowa schools as the program builds momentum every year.
This is an event across not only Iowa, but the whole country on trying to get families remembering how fun it is to walk, bike to school and not be stuck in a car getting to school. You and your listeners have seen that car drop-off line around the schools. Pretty ridiculous.
The program has multiple goals, including building more connected school communities and even reducing traffic congestion. You can learn more about this program online at walkbiketoschool.org. While the month of May is the time for many high school graduation ceremonies, it's also a time for warnings to the state's newest and youngest drivers to take extra care when they sit behind a wheel for a drive. The Iowa State Patrol says we're entering the 100 deadliest days of the year, Memorial Day to Labor Day. On average, nationwide, 8 people are killed every day in teen-involved crashes during the summer months. That's compared to about 7 per day during the rest of the year. Between 2019 and 2023, a AAA report finds teen drivers were involved in crashes where more than 13,000 people died, and about one-third of them were between Memorial Day and Labor Day.